So as I'm reading the Bible this year, I'm not following any Bible reading plan. I'm not against them. There's really no Bible reading plans that just tell you, at least some that I've seen, that just tell you to read straight through it. And I really love seeing the story unfold. But one thing cool that I'm doing is I'm also listening to it on my ESV Bible app. It's being read to me as I drive, and so I'm starting that from the beginning as well. And I think it'll just be cool because it reaches different parts of the brain differently when you're reading it, but then also just hearing it. And today as I was listening, it was just going through Genesis 4, and it hit me. And I know I've thought about it before reading these parts, but it talks about Cain and Abel, how Adam and Eve, they bore a son, first Cain, and then bore Abel. And Cain worked the ground, and Abel tended the sheep. And it says that, I don't have it in front of me, so I'm just going to paraphrase, but it says, Abel brought offerings to the Lord, and it pleased the Lord. And Cain brought offerings, and they did not please the Lord. And right there is like depiction of what we see of God's election, God's providence, God's choosing his people from the get-go. God chose Abel and did not choose Cain to be one of his children. But before we get up in arms about, well, that's not fair, blah, 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 God actually tells Cain, if you do right, then my favor will be on you. But if you do wrong, evil is crouching at the door. So that's why, as humans, we can't walk around thinking we know who's elect and who's not, who's one of God's children and who's not, regardless of their actions as of right now. What we need to be doing is encouraging everybody and sharing the gospel with everybody and sharing the ways of Christ with everybody as if they were God's chosen and are just needing to hear the gospel. That's how we approach everybody, because everybody is given a chance. So not for one second think that God is unfair and only chooses certain people and other people are just damned. But God knows, and God has chosen. And so I just love it. It's just as mysterious as the Trinity is. How can three be one, and one is three, and all equally God, and all this. And I think that's great. I think that the fact that we can't fully comprehend God is what makes God God. And we need to let God be God, and we need to be content and satisfied in God alone, and knowing that not only does God keep secrets, and not only will we not know everything in this life, but we need to be okay with knowing that we will not know everything ever. We will never know everything about God. God will never have to nor owe us full revelation of everything about him and why he does certain things. So as you read the Bible, and I pray that you do, and I pray that you read it from front to back, find a Bible reading plan. If reading from front to back just sounds treacherous, but read it, and read it slowly. Who cares if it takes you more than a year? Just read it. And look out for little things like that make you stop and think about who God is. Because remember, yesterday's message, we come to church, the way we come to the Bible is first, God, tell me more about you. Help me learn about who you are. Because that in and of itself will take care of everything else. Every applicable thing that you want to take from the Bible, just know who God is more, and that's going to change who you are from the inside out. Father God, I pray that each one of us, myself speaking and the ones hearing, will today learn more about you, learn more about your glory, focus on your truth, that they will open up and test their own faith, and they will test my words, and they will test the words of the preachers, and they will test the words of their friends. Any words that are coming out about Christ, any words that are coming about your character and your attributes are being tested by your word, because your word is flawless. And God, I pray for today that you keep us safe and you keep our eyes focused on you, and you help us grow mightier and bolder in your truth. And I pray that we are sharing not only as witnesses through the way we live, but we are sharing your truth any and every opportunity we have to talk about you, because you've got the only saving truth in this world, and the world needs to hear it. We love you, and we pray all this in your precious son's name. Amen.